happening, family?
What's going on?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and I am joined by my other host.
Go, girl. It's my birthday. I opened wide because I'm thirsty, and I said, my name's Angel. And this is our podcast show. Did it 10 years, so here we go. Let me hear you say, my name is Angel. I go by That Chick Angel online. I go by Mommy and Angel Tanksley at home. And I go by Angel Lakita Moore on TV, film, and commercial. This is mine and my husband's weekly podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We've been doing this for 10 years. Is this going to cause an argument? That's the question. The answer is yes, because that is what we do sometimes because we's married, okay? We want to say thank you to our Patreon members who are sitting up in here watching this live. They watch this live with us every single week. We release merch to them first because we both have merchandise stores, Man Shit and Queen Shit, as well as Mama Likes. We also are about to drop our new shirts that are for this podcast. Mm-hmm. They'll get it first. They'll get a discount.
And then
everybody else, we appreciate everybody. We just love them a lot. That's why we call them immediate family. They are our immediate family. They're people that we share a lot of our dreams, our hopes with. We pray with them. They pray for us. We celebrate birthdays. Happy birthday, Alex Nicole Morgan.
Yep.
So come join us at patreon.com/thatchickangel for the low, low of $5 a month, which I think tabulates into like 38 cents a day at most in a month. So I know y'all wasting way more than that. So waste it on us. We also have some amazing sponsors. You already heard about BetterHelp. I'll tell you more about Shopify later. These are both companies that we really believe in, and thankfully they believe in us. We use Shopify personally, and we both really believe in getting mental health support. So that's why we're so grateful for BetterHelp. I think I did all the things I was supposed to do. You know, like, subscribe, share, review us on Apple Podcasts.
It's been a long time since they had a breakdown that long. Usually you like, let's get to it.
Well, because I did both the Patreon and the ads.
Yeah.
Usually you do the Patreon, I do the ads. How you been?
I've been good. Look, got over one of the biggest hurdles in my life every year this time of year.
I'm a hurdle?
It's a task.
Let's just say that. Tell me why it's a task.
It's just because, look, years ago, up until last year, I wouldn't have anything to do with Angel's birthday other than a gift and being there and doing whatever I needed to do, because Angel's the planner. Y'all heard that from last week. So now Angel's is like, well, yeah, you plan something for my birthday. It's just like, you know how much pressure that is.
I didn't ask you to plan this year.
Well, you said you wanted an experience for a gift. An experience is the birthday thing.
You said, what do you want to do for your birthday? I said, I want an experience. What you doing back here, Kevin? He pressed it.
Long as you ain't press stop record, I don't care what you did.
I said, what is he doing? I always think he's up to something no good. I said, I wanted an experience. I wasn't expecting you could just walk in front. That was kind of you, though. Look at how small you done got. You able to move around like a cat.
Last year, you couldn't do that. You would have been a rhino coming through it.
Kevin got all
tripping
skinny
and falling. It's just a lot of pressure when somebody like you says, I want an experience. It's like,
I didn't know that you were going to try to plan it. Well, you kept asking, I was like, oh, he's trying to help me plan.
Trying to do something.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But that's why I was cracking
that's
up.
It's like Jordan sitting there like, man, take over for me real quick for this next
but
5 minutes.
I did. And listen, the thing
is, the finals, Jordan's game 7.
What it was that everybody was hoping that I would already have the plans laid out. I just had so many other things.
As usual, though, like that's like the typical, people just find out what they're doing for Angel's birthday.
Right.
Because Angel done already took care of everything.
Well, because I had so many other things that I was having to plan.
All that bullshit.
I was like, I can't put my mind over on my birthday yet. I will tell you all when I have it.
Yeah.
So
last year was an impromptu. I think I did pretty good, but that was a little easier to execute. It was stressful trying to set it up, but I can do this. Let me find this.
Right.
That actually worked out pretty good.
He did. I was like, we could go to a winery. He tried to contact the first winery that I really wanted. Mm-hmm. And then he contacted the one around the corner, and it turned out just fine. Yeah. Nice little birthday gathering. Didn't cost us a lot. We bought some chicken wings. Had somebody teach us some line dances.
They did? Yeah. I thought y'all was just doing them line. Oh, yeah. They were.
No, Jody came and talked.
But yeah, so it was good. It seemed like you had a good time. That's my main goal. I don't care about nothing else. It's usually, because we ended up doing something at the house too, it's exhausting, but I don't see it as a chore. I truly see that as I'm doing this for Angel's birthday.
Well, thank you.
So that's why the exhaustion never bothers me on that tip. But other than that, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm exhausted. It was nice having people over, but I was trying to avoid doing that this year. So I wasn't exhausted. But were you trying to avoid it? Because you were like, we'll do something at the house. I was like, uh-huh.
Because Angel's experience was, it was very small. And there's still a lot of people that want to celebrate Angel for her birthday. And a lot of people that always celebrate her. And she celebrates also. So it was like a lot of people that she just didn't want to cut off from celebrating with her. So I was like, we got to do something. If it ain't something somewhere else, that's too late. What?
I'm going to sharpen up the image.
Okay. I'm going to keep talking. If it ain't something somewhere else away from the house, it's going to be at the house. And at this point, it'd be quicker to just do something at the house. So that's why it ended up happening. But yeah, no, the goal was to not have 1,000 people over. And that's why I straightened up and cleaned, but I didn't like deep clean the house because I'm like, hey, we about to have all these people up in our house with shoes and kids spilling stuff. I'll clean up after.
Y'all, what's hilarious is that I sent out blanketed invitations. What do I mean by that? Is I went into different groups that I have, went into my Jack and Jill one. I went into my Delta one. I went into the school one. That's the one where the kids all go to school because I, you know, me and those mothers hang out. And I said, we are having an informal get together celebration for my birthday on the 4th at 7 p.m. It's going to be fried fish and fireworks. Come through if you like. And about 75 people came through. I also sent out individual mocha invitations. And then obviously, like my friends, Kevin, Melissa, Tab, Chance, Josh, Imara, you know, obviously, oh, well, Brisha wasn't there, but like Denora, Marquita.
Yeah.
Those people that don't necessarily fall heavily into one of those categories, I also invited them, and they showed
everybody up.
And I kept saying to Marcus, I feel like there's about to be a lot of people, but it wasn't as if a lot of people told me they were coming.
Yeah, they here's the thing, those people were just waiting to find out where they were going. It's like, so they didn't need to respond without I'd be there. It's like, bet.
The fact that I invited our pastor on the day and our pastor showed up. I was like,
and hung out for a little bit.
And my mother thought she saw her, but it was like, well, I recognize her, but I don't know from where. And I said, you didn't get to talk to her? She was like, no, but she wouldn't have been able to hear. No way. It was too loud.
Yeah. Y'all, I was standing up cooking that catfish. Heating up the oil and stuff, cutting the catfish. I didn't even include that time. That started at like as soon as we got home. So it was what, 5:30?
Yeah.
From 5:30, put this way, I was dealing with the food from 5:30 until about 2:30 a.m. Non-stop.
Yeah.
Didn't sit down, not once.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp's 2026 State of the Stigma Report. We want to talk about how we're really doing and why stigma is getting in the way of support. We talked about mental health more openly now, right? Okay, but asking for help can still feel hard, and BetterHelp's latest research confirms it. BetterHelp's 2026 State of the Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, Yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. Listen, this gap between people who believe in mental health and actually or support getting mental health support and actually seeking that support is something that is way too big. And we really need to close that gap, because why wouldn't we want to? Why wouldn't we want to? If we believe in support being something that we need for mental health, why wouldn't we seek it if it's necessary? So we got to find a way to get through the stigma and get to the help that's actually going to make us better. This is why we're so glad to partner with BetterHelp. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform. They have served over 6 million people globally, and they have reviews of 4.9 out of 5 for live sessions. That's based off of 1.7 million client reviews. They have amazing therapists that work to a strict code of conduct, and they are fully licensed in the U.S. They also have a match commitment that is just going to be absolutely phenomenal for you. You do a short survey, and then they match you with someone that really links up with your goals for what you want to be able to tackle with mental health. And it's a leading industry match process. And if for some reason that first match is not working out, you get to choose from any one of their other tailored recommendations. Listen, don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/argue. That's BetterHelp.com/argue. What was insane was that... another friend of mine was having a July 4th get together, and we had already told her, she invited us. I said, depends on what we do for my birthday. And we did do something for my birthday on my birthday, but like Marcus said, wanted to be able to celebrate with other people. Because like, for instance, the thing I did on my birthday, I wasn't able to invite Kev and Josh to. It was all ladies night, and it was a smaller ladies night. Yeah, it was smaller. Night. So
I wasn't even there. Like it couldn't even do couples or nothing. I was just like, no, just make this your girl's thing. Cause at the time we did it, we thought it was more limited than what it was, but right. We still couldn't fit many more people. So I was like, nah, go ahead.
Correct. So then we go to that. We get there later than I want to. We leave later than I want to. And when we're headed home, I'm like, we don't have plates. We don't have forks. We don't have anything for people to drink. How are we doing this? And Marcus was like, well, we could just send little Marcus. I was like, you know how slow that boy moves. Yeah. It'll be 8 p.m.
That boy is slow as frozen syrup.
So I run out. My mother gets there. Me and her run out. We go to the grocery store. We fill up 2 carts of stuff.
And that's after the stuff that I bought days before. Like every since... Thursday, I had been going to the grocery stores to get stuff. In total, I think we had 70 pounds of catfish.
Yeah. And we probably didn't cook, 2, 4?
No, I still have probably maybe 20. I probably cooked 50 pounds of catfish. I did. I cooked 50 pounds of catfish.
Cooked 50 pounds. We have 20 pounds. I don't think we have 20 pounds left.
Yeah, I don't think it is either.
So I think you cook like 60 pounds.
60 pounds. That makes sense.
So then I'm pulling up the hill at 6:56 and I see somebody's on my front porch by my phone. Like on my phone, I see somebody has showed up and it's not 7 o'clock.
No, it's 6:55. Yeah.
I said, who the hell done shown up to my house before the goddamn on 7 o'clock time? Who would be that dastardly? Because I recognized, I couldn't see their face. By the time I got the notification and pressed, the back of their body was going in. So yeah. I did not know who it was.
I opened up that door. I said, what are you doing here? Should I come to Angel's thing? I said, you early. She said, no, I'm on time. I said, no, you early.
You are early, girl. This is not a class. This is not a flight. I said, I get there. I said, Why are you here at my house so early? She's like, it was time. No, it's not. We are black. And I'm not saying we, you know, come an hour late, but like give a bitch 15 minutes.
Coming. You didn't see a single car parked on that street.
And she was like, but also, I've never invited her to anything personal.
And this is why. No.
I have never invited her to anything personal. So she was like, here I come. And then she brought a cake. She is a great cooker. We had a sheet cake that fed 80 people.
Yeah, I got the food. That, I didn't even know the sizes. They said, you want a half sheet? I said, how big is that? I don't know what that is. They said, it'll feed about 40 people. I said, is there a such thing as a full sheet? They said, yeah. I said, give me that.
So we had a big old cake, and then we didn't get to cut my tiered cake the night before. Yeah. So she brought a pound cake, a homemade pound cake. When I tell you them people ate that pound cake, they didn't eat all of it. I made them hide the rest of it. I said, hide the rest of it. I said, Siobhan, put it up. I said, because we didn't spend this money on this cake.
Yeah.
And then she was like, Angel, did you get any pound cake? I was like, girl, I don't eat pound cake. She said, I said, yeah.
Was that the only pound cake that was brought?
I think so.
Okay, because I've been eating some pound cake that I found. It wasn't like strawberry or nothing.
No, the strawberry's off to the side.
Oh, yeah, I've been eating it.
Yeah, that's her pound cake. I said, hide it. I said, because I need people to eat this cake that Marcus then bought.
Yeah, big-ass cake.
I was like, and we're not. I said, we're not going to be stuck with this cake.
That thing was heavy.
Yeah, I was about to say, Shanika, I think, told her to fix the pound. She said, I feel like Shanika had me fix that for her.
That sounds
I said, probably. Right. I said, because I don't eat pound cake. Like, that's not.
She's probably, what should I bring? Oh, you know, girl, just, you know, you fix one of your pound cakes. Angel would love that.
I was like, I
Shanika's
don't.
Ass.
And I said, I'm so sorry. I put it away because I need people to eat the cake we bought because I can't have this cake sitting in my house. And she was like, she's like, oh, okay. I was like, I'm sorry. Siobhan was like, I saw a child with a cupcake too. We got to close out all these other desserts. So yeah, people showing up early. Josh and Imara. See, the thing is that I don't mind putting Josh and Imara to work. Yeah. I'm around them more often.
Yeah, that's our people. Yeah.
So like when they got there at 7, actually they got there earlier, but Imara made them sit in the car. When they came in, okay, we got to put ice in this cooler. We got to put the things. My other homegirl, I'm like, while she would definitely be put to work, I'm still like, this is your first time in my house for real, so I'm not about to put you to work like that. So why did you show up this early?
It was, Lord, that was a lot. It's a blur just because most people came through the side gate, which I'm glad they did. We didn't even put a sign on the front door. I think people just heard the music and just walking around, which worked out perfect. But it's just a blur of all the people coming through the gate and a lot of the people. I knew pretty much everybody, at least met them once or twice. But the one that shocked me, the person it took me the longest to recognize was Kev.
Oh.
Walking up in there in his fish fry outfit.
I said, what do you have
the
on?
Thing is, he said, I knew you didn't recognize me. The way I spoke, because I'm sitting there cooking, I was like, hey, how y'all doing? And I went on back to doing it. I looked again. And then I was like, that looked like Melissa walking behind this dude. And I was like, oh, shit. He said, yeah, I knew you didn't recognize it. He had on the fish fry sandals like he was going to be cooking.
I just don't understand what made him put that on.
And he had the
potato salad.
No, the potato salad. It was another thing in the dish. And then the get out of here.
Let me tell my story. I want to be an old black. When Angel said fish fry, I said I got the perfect fit. I bought that outfit and hadn't had a place to wear it. When I got your text, I said.
The glasses, everything.
The Kango.
The drink, the full-on tea. It looked like, it looked like you sell them out of your trunk. Like, yes. Oh, yeah, I got these for 25. You want some?
This made you this. I was so confused.
We would have been at your house earlier, but she was like, we can't come empty hand. I said, I got the potato salad.
And it was she small. Was like, no, it was small. Potato salad to feed 3 people.
It was small.
I was like.
We would have been there earlier. She said, no, I want to make something for Angel. So she made the margarita, and then we was up in there later. There was no fish when I was ready. And because I would have been there when I wanted to, would have been some fish. Brought it, but people like to drink, so it was good.
Oh, yeah. We tore that up.
No, yes, I wanted to be an old 43-year-old black man, so I feel like I got to go and be dressed like my age.
It's good you waited, because that first batch, the grease was too hot. It was too hot. So it cooked fast on the outside, not on the inside. Chance was tearing it up. He's like, I saw him eating around. I said, is that not done? He said, yeah, this batch right here. Man, why do you say something?
Mine was perfect. I said, boy. And I knew you knew what you was doing because you just had that yellow mustard out there by itself. I said, I didn't. how to fry some fish. Because I put it on a napkin. I put that yellow mustard down there. I meant to call you yesterday. I never had chicken apple sausage on the grill before.
Oh, did you have some? Oh my God.
So Marcus, I told Angel, I said I didn't want to embarrass myself because nobody had chicken apple sausage. If I would have been who I really wanted to be in that moment.
That's what you should have got fried off the grill because they're swollen when
I got one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I said, chicken apple sausage.
I said, and then the juicy said, it busted a nut.
All in your mouth. That's how you know.
It happened. I wasn't prepared for it.
Give it to me.
Okay, you do it a little much. But that's why I wore my outfit. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you. You got to hear the backstory of Kevin's outfit.
Yeah, I had the mustard, and then the house house disappeared.
It went in the house, out the house. It kept going.
But I had three, so I don't know.
Oh, shoot.
But yeah, so it was a blur, everybody coming through her. And then for a while, I was by myself, which was cool. But then eventually people, like the guys started hanging around right there where I was cooking, which was cool. But I'm like, now some of y'all standing too close because I need to be moving. Especially when I started working the grill with the cabbage. I was like, look, y'all stand over here and we can continue arguing about this music.
Let me tell you what this man does. Marcus is the reckless uncle. There are two young kids there. One's four and the other one, she's two or three. And, you know, Amar still has the car that we got, little Marcus. That's crazy that we've had that car all these years.
When Marcus was that age, we got it for him, me and Wendell.
So it's one that little kids can drive.
If y'all follow me on Instagram and if y'all saw me put up a post where I boosted the power on this little Hot Wheels car, it's that one.
So he puts them in there, turns it on. They don't know what they're doing. They take off in reverse. Hit the grill.
No, it hit the wall.
No, it hit the grill. Hit the grill. I was like, no.
The grill ain't gonna move. Man.
Then, but I'm like, the grill is right there near the fryer. So it's just like, if they go in the wrong direction, it's over. Then Marcus puts them back in drive because they were in reverse. They run into the side of the house.
Tires peeling out. Tires is just spinning. They start moving. Hit the side of the house and never let out the gas. Tires is just...
I looked at my husband. I said, no.
I said, all right, y'all, hold on. Let me check something out. I unplugged the battery. I said, y'all, it's broke. He's like, it's broke. I said, yeah, it's broke. I said, y'all still sitting here. So one of them, when she, mama fixed her some cake, she was like, I'm going to go eat in the car. I said, all right, go ahead. So she walked over, opened up the door, closed it, and ate her cake in the car.
I said, why is he reckless? Then our neighbors, this is something new. Last year, I think, was one of the first fourths we hadn't been able to do in our backyard. We've been able to do the fourths in our backyard for many years. Well, for most of the years that we've been in this house. Well, either they started last year or this was their first year.
First year was this year.
Our neighbors across the street decided to do illegal fireworks in our cul-de-sac.
Yeah. So we've had neighbors do that before in our cul-de-sac, but they were a little more responsible about it. They were doing it in their backyard.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, they had some big stuff, but they were doing it in their backyard.
Well, when I tell you, we're singing happy birthday to me in the backyard, and literally, there are fireworks literally going off above our house.
How bad it is some of the debris is falling in our backyard.
Yes.
So then this is probably like 1 o'clock, some people are leaving. I'm walking some people out, and I see debris all over everybody's car.
Yeah.
And common sense will tell you, if a firework debris, some of it is probably hot. And when I tell you all over everybody's car, like blanketed everybody's car. So I'm looking at mine, and I can see where like hot fragments have hit my car, and I got my flashlight looking. And I'm like, I don't know if this is damage to my paint. Anyway, I still hear them talking in the backyard. So I walk down a little bit. First, I knock on the door. Don't nobody answer. I'm knocking hard.
You talking about right across from us, or you talking about?
No, I'm talking about the new people, the ones that was lighting the damn fireworks.
They weren't the only. No, that wasn't them.
So it wasn't just him.
No.
Oh, so it was the people directly across.
Yes.
Dang. All right. Anyway.
I thought you this whole time you had been talking to the people directly across. No, it definitely wasn't.
Okay. See, that's why now I understand his anger.
Okay.
I understand his anger now. Because I go to the backyard, and I'm like, excuse me. So a guy gets up. He's like, yeah. So we sitting there. I said, yeah, live right here. I said, just letting y'all know. Let him know about the breeze. He's like, nah, it wasn't us. So he starts pointing up the street. That was your neighbors doing that big stuff. I said, what neighbors? He points to the house that's out of town. I said, they out of town. They not home, and they was at our house. So that's when we get into big back and forth.
It's the ones that live in, they have a lot of people living in their home. Yeah, yeah. That's who was doing it.
Directly, part of our HOA.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, so me and him, so that's when I told you, I said, you need to calm down. Because I could tell he was drunk, and I'm like, this is going to go real left real quick, because I don't have a fuse. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let me calm him down, because I don't know him, he don't know me. Mm-hmm. So I got him calm, so we talked, and he was like, no, I'm all about neighbors, this, and that. I said, all right, that's cool. He said, it's them. I said, well, I'm going to go talk to them, too, if I got any damage, because okay. I don't know who is easy, because, yeah, he kept blaming it on them. And I didn't see them all day. That's why I was like,
oh, no, it was them, because I was out there with the kids when they were setting it off. And so I did see both of them, but the ones that were landing on our car was the people from across the street. All right.
Again, the next morning I went out and checked, no harm, no foul, because I did definitely plan on going over, but I didn't see them. Usually I see them all the time, and I didn't see them at all.
Oh, no, they were out there.
So that's why I'm like, they ain't even home, because especially if it's the brothers, I'm like, I always see them dudes, and one of them like my size, so he's hard to miss. So yeah, now I understand his anger, because I was like, you getting angry, I'm starting to get pissed off.
Yeah, because the people down the street were doing it further down the street. The people across the street from us, they were doing it in the middle of the cul-de-sac, in middle of all the cars. I thought
they had came up the street to do it. Okay. So yeah, like I'm glad I dampened him down and I kept my cool head, because I was like, I didn't say it was definitely him. He said it was them. I said, all right, I'm going off who I saw.
Yeah, no,
it was other people. When I went out front, it was them shooting them off.
Yeah.
But I don't know how big theirs was, but I did see them lighting stuff and running.
Oh yeah. No, the people directly, they had the big ones. Okay. Yes.
Well, all right. I'll make sure I talk to him too then. Cause when I went down there and talked to him, I wasn't even like mad. I was just like, hey, just letting y'all know cause there's a lot of people's cars was out there.
Right.
Like Gabrielle Dennis got the G Wagon wrapped, Tony's wrap.
Yeah.
Paint jobs. Chance didn't even have the top on his truck.
Oh Jesus.
Cause I told him, I said, man, you got the top, you might want to cover it, cause his fireworks going. He said, oh, it's at home. I said, damn. So I'm like, if somebody hit us up, like, hey man, I got a hole in my seat.
Right.
Or whatever. So I was just giving him a heads up, like, hey, we had a lot of cars up here. And if he's like, no, and he got it, I'm like,
he said, calm down.
Chill out.
Yeah, I was going to go with you. And if I would have went with you, I would have been like,
yeah.
You going to the wrong house. You've been like, no, I'm like, that's not what's on these cars. That house did it.
Yeah, but
the kids loved it, though. They were first. Everybody was scared. I'm not used to black folk being so scared.
SMLA feet people.
They were so scared of the fireworks.
These LA folk were in the backyard jumping like I was shooting a gun next to their ear. I was like, y'all, something about to go off. Boom. That was like, how do you know? I said, you can hear it. When they light it. It goes, whoo. You hear that deep whoo. You know it's about to be a loud bang. Them people were jumping like they was in Vietnam.
The kids were acting like they had PTSD at first.
Oh, my Lord.
So I made them go out front. I said, so they could see. You could see him walking over.
He light it.
And then you see him walk away. So you know loudness is coming next.
But it was something. That was an event.
It was. Kevin said, I thought you said you were having a small gathering. I said,
small was never.
I never said small. He said, well, what did you say? And this is what I said. I'm going to read y'all what I sent to.
And there were still people that didn't show up that said they were coming.
I sent them this. I said, I'm having an informal get together for my birthday on July 4th at 7 p.m. at the house.
Informal meant small.
Informal means the vibe. I said, it's fireworks and a fish fry. Period. That's what I said, everybody. And everybody was like, and that's exactly what happened. It was because he was like, well, I said, meaning there's no agenda. We're not necessarily pulling out any games. Yeah. There's no real theme. It's just.
Did you have music playing?
Yeah, I turned on one of the YouTube channels.
You turned it on. I'm like, who's playing this random ass? Because it wasn't even music we would listen to. It was like on a station.
It was a DJ.
Yeah, the DJ was whack.
Well, it probably about, I don't know when you got in there, because it just goes to the next DJ after you play an hour set.
Finally, I muted. I was like, what is this?
And then we unmuted it, because I was like, where is, I need music in the background.
Yeah, I had my music playing on the side where I was, but I'm like, this is for me. Because then when your Josh Marr came, you know, it's like my drug dealing and killing. And then your mama came and sat out there, and I think some Trick Daddy or something came on. I was about to change it. I said, no, this is my area. I ain't about to waste another pair of gloves. I said, your mama going to sit in here all of this.
My mother went to the club with me for my birthday. So,
but this ain't club music either.
But no, she heard one. So she said, first of all, how do they know the lyrics to these songs? Do y'all just sit down one day and study all the music? And then she said, we were singing.
Well, now we have music in cars this day and age. So you can ride and listen to music at the same time.
We would sing and blow the whistle. Uh-huh. And she was like, and then y'all, the words. She said, I had to start praying over the. I said, yeah. He's like, what's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why you gotta say it like short? Bitch. Yeah. She said, I see. She said, y'all were just singing all the way. I said, Yeah.
I see when y'all got in the truck. I wouldn't even play. It was I think I had on some Erykah Badu or something. And she started asking questions about the music.
I know. You know shut off the music so fast on my mama.
I was like, I ain't about to sit through 21 questions of this song.
You just said that you didn't give me a second to talk to her, to get her to understand we vibing.
Y'all was already loud. Picking y'all up from the club? Nah, I want silence at this point.
So my birthday is a hurdle for you.
Only the planning.
So what? Okay, because what's crazy is the people who attended my first birthday portion, they kept thinking it was going to be a surprise.
Yes, they were. It was three of us that were trying to come up. Five of us trying to come up with ideas, and three of us was trying to organize this whole thing. But I'm like, no, Angel and I already came up with something better than anything, any of the bullshit that y'all throwing out. Because trust me, it was some bullshit.
So that's the reason why I was like, well, what a surprise. I came up with what we were doing. Yeah. So why would it be a surprise?
The people going to be a surprise. But I was like, we can't surprise her with a damn list that some of y'all might not even be invited over some other people.
Come on. Let's get it together.
Like, well, Angel don't know. I'm like, she don't know, y'all. I don't know who else she actually wants there. I was like, some of y'all might not even be here if it was up to her over some other people. So then they was trying to plan organized outfits. And Angel's like, let them know that everybody going ain't on this list. And the main one trying to organize outfits was the one that put you in the sister circle.
Yes, I bet. She said, and I would have been like, well, I guess they weren't included. I said, that's why I said, sister circle. We don't get to include and not include.
Because then she was lying about going to, she said, oh, I've been. She said, was I supposed to know? Was I? Because I didn't. I'm like, why did you even feel that needed to be a lie to keep the secret? Like, I said at this point, I said, Angel knows everything, y'all.
Listen, I already know my audience. A lot of you all are sitting on business ideas and do not know how to get started. Well, let me tell you, Shopify makes it easy to make that business happen. Everything you need to start selling is included and ready from day one. There are so many things we love about Shopify, and me and my husband both use it. When I decided to start Mama Likes, Shopify was the place I knew I had to be, because I knew this idea that was in me had to be birthed and it had to get to the people that I knew wanted to buy these products. And Shopify got me from day one to where we are right now. Listen, the moment your first customer is ready to pay, the Shopify checkout helps them finish their purchase, okay? And when they come back, their details are already saved. One tap in, they are done. Do you realize how smoothly that makes it for your customers to be able to purchase products from you? And because Shopify handles the setup and checkout, you have more time to focus on growing your business, and you now have the tools to do it, okay? So they're able to make it so easy to help you build what you want. Okay, and what your customers want. Also, Shopify powers millions of businesses worldwide, from household names like Mattel to Gymshark to small businesses like mine and my husband that are just getting started. Now listen, with Shopify, okay, nothing stands between your idea and the real business. So go make it, okay? Go make it one. Cha-ching! Start your free trial at Shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Again, start your free trial at Shopify.com shopify.com/argue. One more time, just in case you weren't listening. Start your free trial at shopify.com/argue. Cha-ching. Like, this lawyer's like, I'm so mad you know all the stuff. I said, why? When was it a surprise?
The least helpful. The least helpful person. I thought Lauren would be the one to drive up my blood pressure, but it was actually Breisha. But without Breisha, I don't think any of this would have been able, been able to pull off anything.
Breisha showed up like a real friend. Let me tell you what, that's my homie.
I was able to delegate to her. I was like, you know what? Thank you.
Breisha was acting like me at my birthday party as far as in gathering folk and being like, come on, let's go, guys. It's time to go. Yeah. It's time to pull out the cake. Let's pull out the cake. All right, everybody. All right, everybody. And that's so not her when we got to the... She was getting frustrated in the Uber that she was in with other people. She was like, we want to connect. She said, I just turned on the radio and was like, we're just listening to the radio. And I was like, oh my God.
They were talking. I just hearing them talk about it. When they got it, when I went to go pick everybody up, they all loaded in the truck, and just them talking about now, Breisha snatched that radio control.
It blessed my heart to hear it. It did. It blessed my heart because that is how I be operating with my friends. I'll be like, you not in your goofiness about to ruin whatever this is for this person.
What's dope is Breisha showed up dressed as Angel.
She did.
She showed up in an outfit it was a nice outfit. But it was an outfit that Angel would definitely wear.
Oh, I think I'm going to wear it for my Jackie Jill stand-up. I think I'm going to order the exact same outfit, just like in a brighter color. Because I'm like,
she walked in and I looked, and it's not far from something Breisha would wear. But I looked, I was just like, and then Angel said it. I said, that do look like something Angel.
Yeah, she said, I wear my Angel outfit. I said, you already know. I would definitely. The fact that I'm about to order that outfit. I was like, absolutely, Breisha. You know me well. But like Denora, she was down for whatever. What I tell you, Denora had all the energy in the world. She was like, had you been wanting to stay at that club, I would have stayed with you. Everybody else could have went home. She said, and I would have stayed out with you. And I was like, thank you. I could tell. She was up dancing. Denora was there. You could tell. I said, my friend ain't been out the house.
Nah.
She was like, I'm having a time. I'm having the time of my life. The event, if you could ever do 7 paintings LA.
Yeah, 7 paintings.
Or 7 paintings wherever it is. Yeah. So much fun. It is a high price ticket. It's $175 for adults. It's a 7-course dinner. It's $105 for children. So I do plan on taking my kids towards the end of the summer. It's a dope interactive dinner that takes you through the history of art in a really fun way. It allows for great conversation. Like, if you're going with a group of friends, you can still talk and stuff. Yeah. It was so fun. Everybody enjoyed it. Because what's funny is that when I sent it to Breisha and said, this is what I want to do, Breisha was like, this is what you want to do? I was like, yeah, I think it could be fun. And so Breisha was still trying to come up with something else. She was like, why don't we go to the fair, like you said? It was a food fair. Food festival, yeah. And I was like, but it doesn't really, you know, there's not a place for us to kind of like meet up there to like, you know.
Breisha's ideas were the second worst out of the group. Even though she was throwing out ideas like crazy, that's what was like driving my blood pressure up at the very beginning. But then when it came time, we figured out everything out. I was able to delegate, and Breisha was making shit happen left and right.
Right.
But her ideas was only worse than, well, Lauren didn't have any Shanika's.
Was worse than Shanika's or not?
Not as worse. Shanika's was the worst. Breisha's was next. Breisha's was worse, actually. I take it back. Shanika's ideas was, even though they was whack as hell, they were still better than Breisha's.
Well, no, Breisha, let's go into the, Breisha had the lounge thing. The lounge was good.
Yeah, the lounge was dope.
Turned out really well. And we got there at an old lady time. So we got there basically when the lounge was just like opening, like at 9 something. So like, it's pretty empty. Yeah. So we're able to dance. The main DJ, DJ Artistic, is there. So we're able to like vibe to him. And by the time we left is when it started to get crowded. And I was like, oh, this is perfect, because last thing I want is to be in a crowded place. My toenails hanging on by a thread. I was worried about my toenail all night long. I was like, I just don't want anybody to step on it. I don't want to be sweated on. Go ahead.
Yeah, hearing now, if she had mentioned that lounge mixed in with the other, it would have sounded just like all the other stuff that she had brought up.
What do you mean?
Because the other stuff, like the hole in the wall stuff that she wanted to do, was just like, now she said, now there's this rooftop lounge. How is this different from all the other ones?
Yeah, it was like late, if we would have arrived at 11:30, I would have been okay, this is, I don't know what I would have to have been on in order for an 11:30 arrival to been cool. It was a vibe. We danced. We had a good time. We were old. Quite a few people recognized me and were like, oh, my God. I love you. Can I get a picture? And I was like this. And they were like 20s. I was like, yeah. Then I was like, it's my birthday. They were like, oh, my God, my birthday. It's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody being like, it's supposed to be a surprise. Lauren did this beautiful toast to me at the dinner. Mm-hmm. That was super sweet. The guy who was the host for the dinner, gay dude named Vinny, baby. Well, I'm assuming he's gay. If he's not, everybody is surprised. he kept turning us up, and he loved it. Yeah. He was like, "What's this room doing?" He was like, "Oh my God, I love it." The people in the other room would be peeping in, like, "What are they doing?" Having a blast.
I talked to one of the hosts. That's how we were able to get in. This is how difficult it was getting this place. So, I emailed the place and called the place, and I didn't get a response. And I'm like, well, let me, wait another day. So I let Angel know, like, yes, this the place that you wanted. They're not responding. I've actually called twice, left voicemails, and I've also emailed, haven't received anything. Usually I get a whole lot of spam calls. Didn't get not one single spam call those 2 days. I said, this is bull, because I would have answered anything at that point or whatever. So didn't happen. So Angel, she starts looking stuff up. She goes on social media, start looking. Angel ends up calling a Dubai number.
Yeah, called a place in Dubai.
Place in Dubai. Lady thick accents. It picks up like, hello. I'm like, Angel, that ain't them. I'm just telling them you got the wrong number. She was like, yeah, I'm looking for Seven Paintings. She's like, yes, this is Seven Paintings. And so Angel let her know, trying to get a hold of the place in LA. She was like, oh, I'll have them call you. Angel gave him my number. About 5 minutes later, I get a call from Kim.
Yep.
I'm like, hello? She's like, yes, this is Kim with Seven Paintings. Oh, my God, Kim. So I told her all this, the crap that I've been going through trying to get a hold of them, told her what was, what we were trying to do. So she starts asking questions. I'm like, hold on, hand it over to Angel. So she let her know how many people and everything. So over the next day or two, I'm texting and talking to Kim and just trying to organize different things. And me and Kim got in good with each other. She's like, oh, my God, I'm so excited about this. This is going to be super fun. She was like, if you need anything. So we had to add somebody else on. So I texted her that. She was like, it's fine. I asked him about it because they have a dessert portion. So that's when I asked about a cake. And she was like, yeah, it's not like a normal dessert. She was like, but if you want to bring a cake, please bring a cake. We can put it in the refrigerator and then bring it out at the end. She was like, we're going to have it set up. We're going to put you guys in a private room so you won't be in with everybody else. So she was like, I'm so excited. This is going to be so fun. She was real cool about it.
They made a big backdrop that said Happy Birthday Angel and had balloons all around it. It was what my 45th birthday vibe would have been, I think. Because, for my 45th, Marcus, he helped to pull off going to a winery. There's a wine and beer garden not far from us. Because I knew it needed to be something chill because I was flying out on my birthday to go to Essence. And I did, Disney threw me a birthday party. And it's kind of a flex. Lynn Whitfield was there. She came in while they were singing Happy Birthday to me, which was, dope. But I know for my birthdays, I like to be around my close friends and my family. So it also kind of I don't know what the word is. It's not dampened it, but it made it a little less of what I like it to be. So this year was what I would have loved to have happened for my 45th. So it was 46 was we brought in 46, right? My husband and Brisha. Marquita.
Yeah.
And all my friends who tried.
Yeah.
They
all made an effort. I ain't going but the trash it may be. But they made an effort.
They helped me bring that thing in right. I felt celebrated. I felt loved. But prior to that day, I got to do something similar for Quinn. And I'm glad she finally posted about it so I can post it. I threw me, Brisha, and Quinn's friend Ashley. So I had this idea. I was like, I want to do something for Quinn. Quinn never plans her birthday for half the time. She don't. If at the most, it's like a dinner. Yeah, and I refuse to do.
Her birthday's on the 2nd of July.
And I refuse to just do a dinner for my birthday. If you want to depress me, if you want me to cry and think that I've done nothing in life, have me sit at a dinner for my birthday. So Quinn doesn't ever plan anything. So usually we're singing happy birthday to her at my birthday party as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let's throw her like a love showering. Because, you know, she's got this love, this her man. And I was like, let's get her a veil, get her a bridal thing. She thought me and her were going to make content at a restaurant. And when she got in there and saw them people in that room, that baby cried, snotted and cried. I'm talking about face wet. She's like, I've never had a surprise party before. I've never had a bridal shower. Even though she has been married before, she's like, this is something like this has never happened to me. And she just could not even. She could not. She's like, I just.
Yeah. Quinn already extra.
Right.
So
right.
She extra in normal cases. So I couldn't imagine seeing all that.
So I was so glad that we pulled that off. And then my husband surprised me in the morning and we got my nails done. And he got a pedicure because I absolutely love when he comes with me. He only goes like twice a year because this is what I like to do. I think everybody should do this for their birthday. Regardless of how much money you have, you should be able to do this. If you have a spouse or a significant other, you should do something just with them. Don't have to be nothing crazy. Something just with them. If you have children, something that is just family. So my kids fixed me breakfast that morning.
My original plan was I was going to order breakfast. I already had the champagne and stuff. I was going to fix Angel Mimosas. My plan was to have her have like two or three. Take her. We get out and I get my feet done. She get her hands and stuff done. And by the time we get back, she would be getting ready to go to the Seven Paintings thing.
So it still went that way except for he didn't order. And I'm glad. I would have been actually annoyed with ordered food just because what I really hate about ordering food, besides it costs too much money, it creates so much trash in the house. The bags, the box.
It was going to be there by the time you got up.
I love it. But I had.
Yeah. I had an alarm set.
I know how much Kai loves to do that type of stuff for me and everything. So he made me breakfast. We went and got our nails into. Well, he didn't get his nails done. I got my nails done. I had them do all the extra accoutrement on my nails. And then came back home, got ready, was my outfit from Fashion Nova didn't get in time. And luckily, Brescia had bought me an outfit a long time ago for my birthday and have been sitting on it since before the tour. And she brought it, and I changed right into it. I had on a black leather dress, and I was like, this does not feel like birthday behavior. And she got me this beautiful, from an African designer dress, yellow, cute, long skirt. Perfect. I need to get it altered, though. And then all my friends showed up to the house. I was just like, wow. Even though they did take a picture in the kitchen without me, they were like, okay, let's take a photo. I'm in the bathroom doing something. And I hear them. I come out, and Marquita was like, Angel, they over here taking pictures? I said, oh, I heard. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Who are we celebrating?
And I forgot my the time limits, how to do things, especially when you're dealing with a group, large group of black women. Because my plan was, okay, if we need to leave the house, let's say it was by 4:15, tell them at 4 o'clock, okay, y'all, it's time to go. So they could talk and run around and forget shit and take pictures and all that bullshit. I forgot to do that. So by the time I'm like, all right, it's time to go, it was like 5 minutes until. So they did all the bullshit, then get in the front yard, start taking pictures.
Yeah, because
I'm. And Angel called Kai to take. I'm like, no, I'm going to take his picture. Here's the key, especially with adults, because adults are worse than kids when it comes to a group picture. They are the absolute worst. And this is why I usually don't do it. But what I do, grab one phone. You send this to the rest of these heifers. I don't give a damn. You count down from 10. 10, 9, 8, just like that. People putting on their shoes. Somebody was still I ain't got my shoes on. I don't give a damn. 3, 2, one, because it'll never happen. It'll never happen if you don't do it that way. And it never fails. It works every single time. I don't know if it was Jack and Jill or Mocha Mom. It was about 50 of them. 10. Nah, they already knew. All right, shut up. Get it. Everybody get where you want. Make sure you're seen. 3, 2, pop, 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 pop. I'm snapping. Whose phone is this? Everybody load up.
I wanted my individual pictures. We could have did it because we had time when we got to the place. We could have did.
Y'all still could have did it.
No, but I like the green wall out front. Uh-huh. I was like, God dang it.
Yeah. I can't remember what else I was going to. I had other stuff we was going to talk about.
Oh, come on.
But no, don't even worry about it. We're talking about your birthday.
Our anniversary is next week.
Anniversary next week.
It's your year. What we doing?
I already told you. Here's the. I think we talked about this already. Angel originally, she had won a safari trip.
And I emailed them. They haven't emailed. Emailed them a month ago.
It was supposed to be used like, I think, this year. So we were going to do that for our 19th. And then the 20th, we was going to put our heads together for next year and do that. And then I was like, hey, what's up with the trip? Because I don't have the information. So that time has ran out. And I'm like, normally I would have already started planning something by like January, February, especially because the amount of stuff to be costing. I'm like, no, I need to know ahead of time. Go on and do it then. That way, you know, I can replenish all my reservoir.
Reservoir.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now I'm like, nah, I'm gonna let you know right now. Nothing is planned. So what we doing? Let's talk about it.
I love how he's like, no, so what we're doing together. And I'm like, how? What?
Because you had what we were supposed to be doing because we needed to use it.
Mm-hmm. So
remember,
I
remember you was like, oh, yeah, I'm hitting them up. I'm hitting them up.
I did, but when it didn't happen, why?
4 months, I'm hitting them up.
But when I hit them up and they didn't.
It was still too late to be doing something that we usually do. And I said, well, let's plan something together. I had already let you know this months ago. We planning something together if that ain't going to happen.
That's what you said.
And you was like, well, it's going to happen. I got it. I'm waiting on them to hit me back.
Yeah, you told
me. I'm waiting on them to hit me back. But let me check up and let me email these bylaws over to them.
Bylaws. Yeah, that's you.
Bylaws.
Nobody said that. But I did email them, and I don't know why I don't see anything back from them. So that means I'm going to have to call them and be like, y'all are playing games. Because we didn't pay. So, yeah, I don't know where we're going. Marcus is going to come up with something.
We going to come up with something. What you want to do?
I don't know. I don't know if going out of the country is just too much.
Out of the country is not happening.
Listen to the prices, right?
Next week, Angel? Going out of the country next week?
Yeah.
It ain't happening.
That's what you said.
We're going to drive to Mexico. We're going to catch a flight to Detroit, drive to Canada.
I'm going to call them today.
See, I done heard that multiple times.
No, I emailed them. They didn't hit me up. I emailed them.
We ain't going to Africa next week.
Why couldn't we?
Because we not. Why couldn't we? You see what I've been going through?
No, we're going to be over in Atlanta. That means we can hop down to someplace real fast. Listen, if it happened, don't.
We're going to be at the Ritz in Atlanta. That's what we're going to be at.
I'm putting it in. I'm texting my phone number now. I'm going to be like, y'all, I didn't hit y'all up. Why y'all not say nothing?
The silence is going to say, we know.
No, but they had enough time to tell me if they had something. They didn't email me back at all. Listen, we might be in Mexico. Well, how'd that sound?
Where?
Let me see. Hold on. We gotta get back. Stop it. Shit. We gotta get back by. Now, if I pull this off, I don't want to hear no lip from you. Let me see.
Angel, we in the middle of a podcast.
I'm about to see.
You really should have been seeing about that months ago when I was asking.
I think we can make it happen. Okay, Mexico. Would you not be happy at a nice resort? Come here. Kiss me.
Spending all this day. I can't. I just used my points.
You used your points.
How many you got? You got a bunch of points? Yeah. I've never used points before, ever. I had, what was it, like 100 and... I think like 107,000 to 120,000 points. I said, I'm like, what do you like get with these? Angel's like, oh, you get, because I heard people using points. I've never used points. And then we was taking the trip to Kentucky. And I'm like, these flights, my knees is going to be hurting, back going to be hurting, sitting in the back of this plane. And Angel said, well, you can just use points. I said, I can't use points, can't I? We use the 50,000 points to get this damn Comfort Plus.
I have over 500,000 points.
All right.
See? We might be in Mexico, baby. And that means that then the 20th, you got to do more planning.
Well, I do more, but we're doing it together.
You didn't do none of this.
I'm not doing this with you. See, she get my blood pressure up. Anyway, fam, thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all.
Yes, thank y'all for tuning in. We got to go home and pack. We're getting our kids. Pack,
laundry, clean.
Kids off to Kentucky. Damn. Yeah, it's about nonstop, baby. So are you going to edit this while you here or edit it while you gone?
I got my stuff. I'm going to edit it at the house.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got my laptop.
And we got to make sure we time out shooting our podcast for when we're not together.
When is that?
You come back, and I don't.
Oh. No, that's easy.
All right, good people. Because we got shit to do. God bless you. God keep you. Check out our sponsors. Check out our companies. Check us out on social media. And thank you for all the birthday love. I greatly appreciate it. I feel good. And so we gonna be off next week because we gonna be hunching somewhere.
All right, fam.
And at least you know I done already have my cycle, so we good. We good to go.
That bitch mess around, come right back.
Don't say that, because I don't want that. You want that?
No.
Then don't say it. Say.
All right,
and
fam.
And then you saying, yeah, we about to get it in.
Holla at y'all week after next. Deuces.
Bye.